Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
So Jesse apparently, after getting to his incorporator before the first pitch last week, so early, he cut it a little close last night. It was through the seventh inning. Of course, the Angels had come back to take the lead, which is probably, in Jesse's mind, that's not what he's looking for. You know, he wants a nice moment where spirits are high, Padres are looking good. The last thing you want is a tense game and also feeling the tension of having to get the incorporator word in.
No, thank you.
Yeah, pass.
Don't like that. But we got to the eighth inning. Still hadn't done it yet. So here was let's give him the setup again from yesterday, Paulie. This was Jesse's Tuesday visit with us.
I sent it to Paul because I can't pronounce it.
And this is from Consanguineous.
Oh, sorry. I talked over that. It's from our buddy Guzzinator in the chat. Hit it.
Consanguineous.
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 The snicker.
Something to do with blood.
Yeah, related by
sanguine,
blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So from sanguine, sangre.
Relating to or denoting people descended from the same ancestor.
Consanguineous.
Okay. So like a bloodline thing.
A bloodline. Yeah.
And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning last night. Jesse waiting a little bit longer than last week, but he absolutely nailed it.
And right at the edge of the warning track, he'll make the catch. One down, Schonewill back to first base, and you and I were talking off the air yesterday about these two managers. Ron Washington, obviously, for the Angels, and Mike Schilt for the Padres, but the relationship is not actually consanguineous. You know, I mean, they are kind of ideological siblings, a couple of managers who love to coach, love to teach, love to get their hands dirty, if you will, with their teams.
I love that, dude.
But there is. It feels like they may share some ancestry, even though they don't look much alike.
No, they don't. They do not.
But there is a kindred spirit, I think, between Mike Schilt and Ron Washington.
Hey, Wash, get you a bloody beer?
I would. I'd do almost anything to be a fly on the wall. Not necessarily sit with them and interview them at all, but to just sit there, kind of.
They don't know you're there.
They're in a booth, and I'm in the booth behind them, and I just sit and. Sir, you've been here 3 hours, but bring me another cup of coffee. I would just sit and listen to those guys. They've seen it all. They've done it all. Remember, Schilte was in the organization when the Cardinals won that World Series against Wash's Texas Rangers, which was one of the crazier World Series you will ever see. We all remember David Freese. I mean, it was Texas Ranger fans, man. I'm so glad they ended up getting one down the road, because that's one that would have killed me for the rest of my life. Yeah. It would have ended my soul. But yeah, those two guys, man, talking baseball, there's few better that can do it.
Padres will wrap up their series against the Angels, rubber game tonight, another night game. It is the reversible bucket hat game. There's 41,000 Monday, 43,000 plus yesterday, and I'd imagine
it'll be a sellout tonight.
In the 45, 46 maybe range tonight for the series finale with Randy Vasquez on the mound against Kyle Hendricks. And I'm curious what Mike Shildt is going to do with his lineup, Woods, because at this point, I'd like to see maybe someone else in left field for at least a day or so.
Well,
because the at-bats from Jason Hayward, we talked about it yesterday, they didn't get any better last night. In fact, they may have gotten worse.
Yeah. I tweeted last night, after a win like that, and I mentioned it again in the open, it is like a magic burn cream. Right, you burn your arm, and you're like, just put this on there, and you'll be fine. You do, and you're like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore. I'm not burned like I was. It's soothing me. A win like that soothes you. But the reality is that, you know, there's some flaws on this team. Now, they're winning in spite of those flaws. There's flaws on every single baseball team going right now, and a lot of teams are winning in spite of those flaws. This, to me, seems like a fix that is, I don't want to say easy, because, again, you know, our buddy Alex was like, winning teams that are ready to win now, they don't run guys like Jason Hayward out there, you know. And I said, well, who do you get and how? And he goes, well, that's not my job. I go, you can't go out to the orchard and pluck one off the player tree. Who out there? I got a feeling, guys, that if David Peralta was ready to play baseball and could contribute, somebody would have snatched him up. I don't know why he hasn't. I'm just going to assume that the MLB Brain Trust knows more than me. I think JD Martinez is really expensive. He doesn't play left field. He is a DH. Is there a fix out there? I don't know, but I think everyone is kind of accurate, Ben. The ABs last night were very telling.
Shildt hat on for a second.
Yeah, be careful there.
And say, Jose Soriano was good. I mean, his sinker and knuckle curve were both working. He was locating.
I didn't know he had 97 in the tank either. I had no idea.
He was good. I was impressed, actually, by Jose Soriano last night. First at bat, Hayward hits a dribbler 3 feet in front of home plate. Second at bat is in the fifth when he's got the runners on. And it was the Ohapi error. He struck out on that ball. I don't know how they missed his swing. It was a 2-2 pitch. And,
yep.
And they ended up scoring on that play, and then Cronenworth went around to third. He had a chance to bring in Cronenworth, struck out badly on the next pitch when he was gifted another chance at it. Now, the Padres ended up scoring on the Maldonado squeeze one batter later, so they got it down. But that wasn't a good at-bat. And then he came up with the bases. He walked in the seventh, but then came up with the bases loaded in the eighth with two outs with a chance to, you know, break a 4-4 tie and struck out again. This time against Neris.
It was 93 down the middle to start. I mean, it was the perfect pitch for a lefty to just throw the head of the bat. Then he went 2 feet out of the zone, jumpy, like a jumpy AB, not comfortable at all. Again, love the guy.
After Cronenworth had just walked too, yeah. So you had to be cognizant that Neris may have trouble with the zone, and he went chasing after that pitch.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. The numbers are not good, you know, at all for Jason Hayward right now. He is hitting 173, Benny. His OBP is 226. He is slugging a robust 280, and his OPS, his on-base plus slugging, is 506. And there's got to be another option. Now, I don't know what that option is. Do you give Tirso another shot?
Today I would just say, you know, put Tyler Wade out there.
Sure.
A lefty against a righty, yeah. And Hendricks, and just get, you know, give Hayward
Hendricks
a day off.
Hendricks throws like 68 miles an hour. I would give Brandon Lockridge a look too, you know, if you needed to. If you could put him out there, righty, lefty, who cares? It doesn't have to go righty, lefty every single time. Who's swinging the bat better? Who's giving you better ABs? It might be Locke right now. So whatever, man. I just don't think it can be Jason Hayward, and I do think you have to start looking at other options. Again, Nothing personal. Absolutely. I told you, my one magic wand player at the beginning of the year after spring training was Jason Hayward. I would love nothing more than to touch the top of his head with a magic wand and say, you're going to hit 250 and you're going to hit 12 bombs and you're going to drive in 47 runs for the Padres this year and play a really good left field. I would have done that in a heartbeat. That would have been my guy. I love the dude, but it may be time.
When we have Mike Shildt on Friday, if we asked him about Jason Hayward, and we might, I know what he's going to say. Yeah, this guy is a, you know,
16-year, proven veteran. World Series champion.
You know, he'll turn it around. We got to give him a chance. He will be very positive. He'll talk about some of the great defensive plays, the leadership he's done, why he's still valuable to this team. And all of that will be true.
It will all be true.
I promise you that even Mike Shildt and AJ Preller are starting to ask the questions of themselves.
Who's next?
About whether or not, how long this can go on now. Because it is or will cost them games because they're just not getting enough production out of a spot on the field where you should be able to find production. I know we say that about first base. It's really, oh yeah, first base, easy to find an offensive player there. Corner outfielder,
super easy.
So easy.
Why don't we ever?
It's not that easy, but.
We have a second baseman playing first base.
You should be able to find some more offense out of left field without giving up that much defensively.
Yeah.
And they are quietly now asking themselves the question, how long do we give Jason to turn it around?
Yeah, no question. I mean, when you've got the fan base lobbying in my DMs, why not pinch hit Tyler Wade there? That's when you know you're in trouble. You know, why not pinch hit Tyler Wade there is not a DM I ever thought I would get. So yeah, it was tough, man. Tough night for Jay Hay, certainly. And again, given a lot of opportunity to get the job done. Again, sack fly, he hits that sack fly. He changes the narrative just a little bit. Yeah. Hey, man, at least he came to him. He's a veteran. There's no reason you can't get a sack fly in there.
I think
squad.
Benny nailed it. We talked about it a little bit on Monday when you were out. Like, I'm ready to see Tyler Wade, I think, get the majority of the reps in left field. Maybe, you know, Lockridge,
Who
Wade,
would have thought you would
platoon.
Have ever said that?
Right. But
I'm ready to see Tyler Wade get the majority of the reps in left field is a quote from the Padres flagship on May 14th, 2025.
And I agree with what Ben said yesterday and Monday in that the August 1st left fielder or, you know, whoever plays left field in the playoffs for the Padres, should they make it, I don't think he's in the system.
No.
I don't think he's not in the organization right now.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with that sentiment.
I'm fine with, like, Wade with some Lockridge mixed in.
Bro, those are...
And get you to the trade deadline.
Those are fine bench pieces.
Yes.
Those are fine bench. Lockridge and
Wade
are absolute. They have roles. I don't want Tyler Wade getting regular ABs. I don't want Brandon Lockridge getting regular ABs. But now, today, I do, because you don't have anybody else.
You got to look at what else you have, and it's just, it's not great any way you look at it.
Yeah. I did see yesterday, I had to laugh, that somebody tweeted that Yuli Gurriel is now taking reps in left field.
I should have done that a couple months ago.
Padres could sign him.
He said, here was the quote. Yuli Gurriel is working on gaining more flexibility to play left field, as reported by John Heyman. I can add that several teams have shown interest in the 40-year-old free agent. And I quote tweeted with, I'm not sure defensive flexibility was the issue.
Are they like Mexican League teams?
Right, adult league team. I'll take them on the tier ones this weekend. I can still add them to the roster. But no, like, he didn't
sign Yuli Gurriel. We could sign Joey Gallo for some bullpen help.
Yeah, seriously, he didn't hit. You know, you get a Yuli Gurriel, not like, we need a left fielder. I heard he's
especially one who's playing out of position and is 40 and is not hitting. Right. He ticks all the boxes of,
bro, the guy lumbered around playing first base. I don't look at that and say, oh, that's an option for us moving, not us, but for if I'm another team. You know, who knows? Somebody may pick him up and throw him in the DH spot. But yeah, man, we definitely need a left fielder. I would say we need a guy that's going to be a permanent left fielder for this team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who's out there? As you mentioned, JD Martinez not going to play left for you
nope.
at this point.
Maybe the Nationals will move James Wood.
You know, James Wood would be a nice piece.
Let's
have.
Just not go down that road.
I know
what that would look like right now with an outfield of Wood, Merrill and Tatis.
Are you kidding me? That's like DiMaggio and Mantle.
And none of us are relitigating the Soto trade. We were all happy. We're all happy that they didn't include Jackson Merrill in that trade. They had to trade someone to get Juan Soto at the time. they had to, you know, and James Wood was the was probably a smarter decision than trading Jackson Merrill, that's for sure.
A lot of people in chat saying just make a deal and make sure Taylor Ward switches his uniform and goes and plays left field for you tonight. Fine by me. Fine by me.
I don't know that I could handle a Tyler Wade and Taylor Ward on the roster, but I would learn to get over it. It wouldn't be very fun at first.
Tyler Wade, Taylor Ward.
Tyler
you
Ward.
Know Schulte would, he, we know he'd flub over
Taylor
those.
Wade.
Yeah, Wade was, I mean, Ward, whatever. Taylor, Tyler, it's all the same. I definitely think that they're, well, I'm hoping that they're active in looking for something, because I do tend to agree that this Band-Aid, this risk didn't work. Yuli didn't work. It's okay. Look at your record. Still a really great record. But you got time to make changes and get this thing going well.
AJ's got a good track record over the last few years of finding those diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
The, you know, these old, aged players like that kind of just get thrown to the wayside.
Last year's gambles worked, period. Yeah. The end. They worked. Peralta and Solano, they worked.
But, and when you hit a little lottery twice, you're going to think, oh, I got this. I can do this again next year. It just doesn't work out. It's like
what
2 years ago.
What is Peralta doing right now?
Playing video games.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
2 years ago, we had Robinson Cano, we had Matt Carpenter, we had Rugi Odor. Like, you know, you just kind of throw a bunch of crap at the wall and see what sticks.
Ben always makes the point about Peralta, too. He was like a day away from being DFA'd. Like, he was so close. It's not like he came in here gangbusters, either. Not that I'm sitting here saying, just give J.A. a little more time. I really...
Finished 267, 8 homers, 28... You know, RBI in limited action.
God, I mean, wouldn't you take that?
That would be a huge upgrade
from
right
Jason
now.
Hayward. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it just doesn't look good.
Now, he also made $7 million, I think, didn't
he?
Or
did
something?
He really?
No, yeah. What did he get last year? No, he didn't get that much. That was an old salary.
Beatrice says Donnie Barrels is now hitting .138. So you picked him up at the right time. Hey, by the way, where is Jose Iglesias? He hurt, or is he just in the doghouse?
No, he's just in the struggling. I think. Yeah. I mean, Jake's back, so there's less of a role for him.
There was definitely a couple pinch hit opportunities last night, I thought, potentially. The Elias Diaz for Martin Maldonado pinch hit made me, I was laughing. Three straight curveballs, outer third of the plate, waves at all three, 1-2-3, you're done.
And it was still the better option.
Still the better option, yeah. Everyone's saying Luis Robert Jr. Guys, they're going to ask for the moon for him. They have control, too, for him, don't they? He's not a free agent.
No, he's already signed to a long-term
deal.
Yeah, he's expensive. He's hitting .179, and he's going to cost you a lot in trade.
Yeah, he's going to cost you a lot in trade, and then you got to pay him.
Let's see, his salary. I mean, it was a long-term deal, so I don't think he's $15
million. Oh, man.
Total value of $88 million, including club options. So, I mean... He checks all the boxes of usually a player you don't want. Underperforming,
15,
overpaid.
And then 20 next year and 20 the year after.
Oof. Joe Carter, Dave Kingman, Rob suggests. Potentially. But yeah, there definitely needs to be something. And again, I don't know what the options are down on the farm, other than maybe some guys we've already seen that
remember
when they were here, everyone was ready to get them gone as well. Do you find it easier? Because I think the manager, I know the question, I know the answer if you're a manager. Would you rather have Tirso or Nellis hitting .176 with mediocre defense in left field, or would you rather have Jason Hayward with a little bit better defense hitting .176 and 16 years under his belt? The answer is clear. You take Jason Hayward every time. If you're the manager, it's all right, Ben, 100% of the time, Tirso hitting .176 or Jay Hay hitting .176. You take Jay Hay.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the wrong answer.
No, you're right about that.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. I have no answer.
What's Trenton Brooks hitting?
Yeah.
I mean,
does he play first?
First and
is
a little
he,
outfield.
Is he converted?
He can play some outfield, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They got to do something because I don't think you can run him out there again tonight. Or do you run him out there again?
Schulte's very stubborn.
He is, man. He is.
I knew. I mean, obviously, we are going to be more
impatient.
He's going to
throw him out there. He's going to have a great game, and then you know how it is.
Is he going to have a great game? Is he going to have
a
great game?
Maybe he's right. Maybe he. It just doesn't look like Hayward's like close. Yeah, I know he's not producing,
but he's barreling balls.
He's hitting some hard balls right at people. He's getting a little unlucky. No,
I'm not predicting a good game. I just know how it goes when we rip a guy for 2 hours on a morning.
True.
He'll go out and hit a double or a home run tonight, and It'll be off Kyle Hendricks' 69 mile an hour fastball, and you know
nothing.
Schilt's going to be like, "What are you guys all talking about?"
Maybe this will be a giant "don't do this" conversation when we look back.
I would hope
so. Season that would be great. I don't feel like we're being mean or
I love the guy.
Overreacting though about Jason Hayward. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, our actual "don't do this" segment. And normally this would be a Woods and Paul thing that he's all over, but if MLB doesn't stop shoving Shohei Ohtani needless content down our throats, I might have to block the MLB account.
I thought about it yesterday.
At some point.
I thought about it. And I know there's a reason for it, but it doesn't mean it's right.
That's coming up next after a check of traffic. Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, talking about Prize Picks. Daily fantasy for everybody. I love Prize Picks because I feel good with millions of members. You know, you're in a community of a ton of people who just love playing daily fantasy, setting their lineups between 2 and 6 players every day for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash, running your game all season long on Prize Picks. You look at, for instance, on a Wednesday, you get a full lineup of baseball games. Check out innings pitched, strikeouts, hits plus runs plus RBIs. If you want to be aggressive, you can pick more than like a half a home run on some power hitters. Really add to your payouts on some of those longer shot items. Go for it, or you can be more conservative. Put together a 4-player lineup with a flex play. You only need 3 of them to win to actually cash your bet. That's how you can do it at Prize Picks. Lots of different ways with different sports, mix and match during the basketball and hockey playoffs as well. All together at Prize Picks. And when you sign up, make sure you use our code KWFN when you download the app, because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly for you to play when you play your first $5 lineup. Win a couple of those, all of a sudden, you get a nice little bankroll in your account to be playing with Prize Picks. So check it out today. It's Prize Picks. Visit in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got the Scan Man, Bob Scanlon, joining us in our next segment, so let's get right to it. Don't do this today. Don't do this is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at TrustorWill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit TrustorWill.com for more info. Woods, I will let you have the honors of starting us off.
You know, as we try to grow the game of baseball here in the country, which is something I'd really believe in. I do think it's important to spread the focus around, as you guys know. I was laughing a couple of nights ago. I was confused. I was on Twitter, X, as it were, and I saw that the official MLB account had posted Shohei Ohtani hitting an absolute nuke off the Angels. And I went, we're playing the Angels right now.
I saw that,
the
too.
The Dodgers are off. Why are they posting a homer of Shohei Ohtani hitting a nuke off of his former team? Oh, it's rivalry weekend this weekend. So they're just getting ahead of it and promoting it. All right, fine. Yesterday, log on again. MLB official account. Happy second birthday to Decoy. Shohei just shared this photo of him with the Most Valuable Dog Award to celebrate.
Who gave him the Most Valuable Dog Award? Is that the
Shohei?
The Dog Writers Association of America or
Hollywood Foreign Press? I went to Hollywood one time, and I went to a gift shop, and I bought my kids both Academy Awards that say Best Kid on them.
It's not, I mean, it's a cute dog, but no cuter than a lot of
than
dogs.
Every
it's
dog.
Just a normal, cute dog.
Why are they doing this?
So this is my big issue. Of course you're going to post Shohei Ohtani content.
Of course.
Just wait until he does something great, because he's going to do something great.
Right.
That's why I was so upset when they kept shoving Aaron Judge's 345-foot wall scraper home run down our throats, as though he doesn't do 17 other things that are way more impressive all the time. Show him. I love seeing him. I have no problem. If Ohtani hits a 450-foot bomb, yeah, tweet it, retweet it a couple of times. Let's see that thing.
It's the stolen base.
But on days
up six.
They're not playing.
Well, it's the stolen base up six. It's the he hit a really, really high pop fly. It's that stuff where it's like, guys, there are some really talented players in baseball. And again, somebody said, you can't underestimate what the Japanese market cares about. Okay, fine. Like, they're good.
Reality is it plays. Even as stupid as it is, they will get the engagement that they, that's why they're posting it.
It's just absurd at this point. I don't care about this guy's dog.
MLB doesn't give an F. If the comments are 99% take
negative.
This down, this is stupid, why are you doing this? They don't care. They just look at like the return and the engagements and impressions that they're making, and you know, it sucks. It's stupid.
All right, second story for DDT is centers around Bill Belichick. And for a seemingly smart guy, he's got himself into this weird
maze
catch-22 situation. Started with his baffling interview on CBS Sunday Morning with his girlfriend there, Jordan Hudson.
Yep.
Could have easily been a very positive story promoting his book, whatever. But he decided to wear his whole sweatshirt with holes, and then she was there trying to make it seem as though their relationship was something to be avoided or not talked about, which was awkward. Of course, CBS is gonna promote that. That's an interesting part of the interview. And then they, of course, fight back as though this was edited. This was not, you know, that's not the way to go. Then there's the story from Pablo Torre that Jordan Hudson was banned by North Carolina from football, which, of course, North Carolina then had to, that is totally not true. We had to refute that.
Bro, so, by the way, Pablo Torre is like tripled and quadrupled down.
Yep.
And saying like, he doesn't even know that Bill Belichick even coaches a game.
So,
at UNC.
So Bill Belichick has to completely support Jordan. That's not true. No one, they're making this up. This is not the story. But now he has to do an interview with SportsCenter yesterday where he says, oh no, she has nothing to do with North Carolina football at all. So you just keep swimming this catch 22. Now it seems as though, okay, so is she banned from football or what's going on here? You have created this quagmire of a situation for yourself that was completely avoidable.
Yeah, but did you see the latest update? Is that he had to go speak to his team.
Right.
He had to speak. He, the head coach, had to go in and talk about what a distraction.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here, guys.
He had to go in and talk about what a distraction he's being to their work. Bill Belichick addressing 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids saying, guys, I know all this is going on. We need to stay focused. That's a rarity. It's usually the players coming to the coach saying, I'm sorry I've been a distraction, coach. I got to clean it up. I get it. Having your coach have to go kowtow, not kowtow, but have to go explain himself to the players before they've even played a game is insane.
The irony here is that the person who would not put up with any of that
is Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Pretty wild. What do you do if you're Bill Belichick? Like, if you were in his position and in a creepy 50-year difference
I put my head down and work. That's it.
But if anyone asked, I would say what should be the truth. Yeah, I lucked out. I've got this awesome, cool young girlfriend. I don't know why she wants to hang out with me, but we're having a great time, and
she's going to be helping out,
and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to support her career, and she's been supporting mine. End of story.
Yeah, that's it. And just put your head down and go to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's gotten so complicated.
Bill Belichick spent 30 years making reporters' lives miserable, and those in the media. He was a jerk.
Yeah.
And he may completely have changed. I don't know if he has or not. I think he's still going to be like that surly Bill Belichick that we all know and remember. But he spent his whole career being a real jerk to the media. So I don't think they're going to lay off on him at all right now.
No, I don't think
they
so
like
either.
Seeing him squirm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it from their perspective, certainly. This was a really cool doo-doo, this, I thought.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
So, it's one of those things, man. Aaron Judge, I think we'd all agree, is pretty tough dude to dislike. Right? Like, pretty good human being. Obviously would have been a really nice fit here in San Diego, as Peter Seidler was really interested in bringing Aaron Judge here. Took less money.
Merrill and Judge in the outfield. Well, that would play pretty well, I think.
Man. Jeez, bro. So, but seemingly like a really, really good person on and off the field. And I thought this was a cool story. You saw the pretty gnarly injury that Yankees player Oswaldo Cabrera suffered the other night. Broken ankle. They put him on the IL right now. Had to make a roster move, corresponding roster move. But I thought this was cool. They took him away on the stretcher in the ambulance, took him to the hospital, and Aaron Judge went and visited him after the game, which is, I feel like that's a rarity. And his quote was this: we're his family. I feel like if you get hurt, someone's got to be at the hospital for you. I just felt it was important to be there. Even if it's me just sitting in the corner, I'm there for him. Even if it's just having a familiar face, being on the other coast, you got to be there for your teammates through the good times when everything's going great, through the bad times when things are going bad. It's something I know he would do for me. How sweet is that?
That is great.
He's a sweet angel, man. Sweet angel.
You want to be the captain of the Yankees.
You got to do that.
You got to act like the captain.
That's right.
And he is.
That's right.
That's Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
He's a tall drink of water.
He sure is a tall drink of water.
Bob Scanlon, Padres dugout reporter for Padres.tv, going to check in on a big league Wednesday. We will get to that coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
First, let me tell you guys about my favorite place, QC Kinetics. I think about accomplishments and I don't like to brag about this. I really don't, but I was really proud of myself yesterday. I hit a personal record on bench press. I've never lifted over 200 pounds, and I lifted 205 pounds yesterday for the first time ever, and I'm working towards an even bigger goal. It would literally have been impossible without QC Kinetics. Literally impossible. Couldn't lift a 5-pound dumbbell 3 years ago because of the pain in my wrists. Went in, got the treatments, and lifting heavier than I've ever lifted in my entire life. And feeling better than I've ever felt. It's their regenerative cell therapy. It restores the tissue in your achy joints. And my wrists were beyond achy. They're painful to the touch. I would wake up in the middle of the night in agony, putting tape and braces on them. It was horrible. It was horrible. They absolutely changed my life. Couldn't do what I do without them. So, powerful, potent way to give your joints new life, repairing old tissue. No drugs, no surgery, no downtime. All natural, cellular level option with lasting relief. It's been years now since I've gotten in. I have not had to go back since for my wrists at all. So if there's something that you're missing out on doing, I just highly recommend. Call them. They'll give you a free consultation when you do. 619-614-PAIN is their number. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wednesday. Paulie's done such a good job this season lining up former major leaguers for us to talk to. We got a double. Bill, Brett Boone's going to join us next hour, the new hitting coach of the Texas Rangers. But standing by, Bob Scanlon, Padres.tv dugout reporter. We'll get to Bob right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And it is always a pleasure to talk to the former Major League pitcher and now many years on the Padres.tv broadcast. He's really settled in nicely. Bob Scanlon is with us. Bob, what year is this for you? I want to say like 7 or 8 years now.
As far as covering Padres baseball?
Yes.
By the way, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Great to talk with you. This is my 22nd year covering Padres.
Good call, Ben.
22nd year? I was going to say, I know 7 or 8 didn't sound right.
22nd year?
Ben's like, are you 17 years old? Oh, no.
I retired when I was 23 in 2003, was it? Yeah. So,
incredible.
Anyway, yeah, it's been covering for a long time. I started off doing post-game with John Quintero. posting free on the radio and then evolved into the TV side, and I've been doing that for quite a while now. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but nothing as fun as the baseball we've been watching the last couple of years, right?
That's incredible.
Do you know what year we're in currently, man? That's like, we're in 2014 right now.
12 or something like that right now. Yeah.
That's so good, man. No, you just
feel like you were playing like that in the early 2000s still.
I appreciate that, but no, it's been quite a while.
Just celebrated the anniversary again, Scan, of the one of the best games, if not the best game I've ever been to, the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game when a young Bob Scanlon sitting in the bullpen for the Houston Astros that day, and a drunken young college kid, Stephen Wood, sitting in the bleachers out there watching that game. Every year that anniversary pops up, I go, freaking Scanlon was there, and I'm there, and now we're here. It just blows my mind still that day.
Cool. I don't know if you've shared that with
me. I have before.
You were actually there.
Yeah, really? I was there.
I apologize. So
I got taken.
That's so cool.
I got taken against my will. I was very hungover and did not want to go. And then my girlfriend at the time wanted to leave because it started to rain a little bit. She's like, all right, let's go. I go, he's got like 16 strikeouts now.
And she dragged you there.
She dragged me.
And then she wanted to leave. And you said, no, you wanted
said,
to go. No. We're staying.
You wanted it. You wanted this. So we stayed and got to watch it. It was awesome. And yeah, you had a really good seat for that game.
I did. I was sitting down in the bullpen, and I actually got loose to get into that game. I thought I might make an appearance, but not. But yeah, that was nuts. I remember before the game, you know, we get into town, and I saw Mark Grace, my former team. Like, hey, Gracie, great to see you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, you're really going to like this kid tonight. He's got some electric stuff.
Got some stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he's got some stuff. Boy, did he have some stuff. He made us look like little leaguers that night.
Yeah, he did.
We had a good lineup, too. We got like Bagwell and Biggio and Derek Bell and, you know, I could go on and on, but he made us look like children. It was unbelievable. And it should have been a no-hitter, because I think the only hit was a slow roller to the left side. It was kind of questionable. So, but it was the most dominant outing I've ever personally witnessed. Absolutely incredible.
I think so, too, for me. I think that was probably it. Never seen anything like it, Scanning. You mentioned when you jumped on, talking about how much fun it is to watch this team, and you know, when you have a couple of crap losses in a row, you do, and then a game last night, it's baseball, it brings you back, it does, and you look at it and go, man, and then you only after a game like that, then I sit and look at the entire, you know, the record, and I go, gosh, this team is really good. When are we going to start believing fully? But I think it's just the nature of the baseball fan, especially here in San Diego. Scan, they are really living and dying with each game.
Well, it's been so fun, and I understand when they lose a game, especially as well as they've been playing. Every loss seems like, you know, what happened? How did we not get the hit right there? How did the bullpen not hold that lead? Or how did, you know, so-and-so not have his good stuff from the first inning and allow that off? You know, but we got to remember, the other team's trying too, you know?
Yep.
And we've got to have those moments also to sort of, I think you described it perfectly, sort of bring you back to reality. And when you do win a game, it's like, oh yeah, this is special. It is hard to win a Major League Baseball game. And none of them are to be taken for granted. And I love the fact that we've gotten to a point where we expect this team to win every single night, no matter what. I mean, even if it's a 4 or 5 run deficit, yeah, we can come back. You know, that's not an impossibility. And our bullpen has been so solid at the beginning of the year, you expect it to be locked down no matter what. If we've got a lead after the fifth inning, it should be a win. Let's go. You know, they've just raised the bar for us so high, and not just with the physical talent, but with the guts and grit that they show all the time in terms of, look, we don't care if we've got 4 rainouts, you know, in a 4-game stretch, we come out and we win baseball games. It doesn't matter if we're down, we come and win baseball games. It doesn't matter if we're missing 3 or 4 of our starting guys in our lineup, we're going to come out and find a way to win a baseball game. And that's what's been so fun to watch about this club.
Scan, let's talk about Dylan Cease. Obviously, he got off to a bit of an inconsistent start to the season, but the last couple of outings, he's looked really sharp, really Dylan Cease-like. What difference did you kind of notice? What is he doing that has now got him back on track here?
He's got the slider back, basically. So I don't know if you guys sort of recall the first 4 or 5 out. It was kind of inconsistent. You'd see a really good one, like, oh, yeah, there's the Dylan Cease slider, swing and miss. You got no chance on this bad boy. And then there'd be some that were good but not quite the same depth on them. They're more like cutters. And he was acknowledging it himself. He'd say, my slider's not where I want it to be. You know, it's more cutterish right now. And it just made for easier contact. You could hunt more up in the zone. Guys didn't have to worry about the downward tilt that his slider provides. And so it's easier to just sort of hunt in a certain part of the strike zone. And all of a sudden the fastball starts getting hit a little bit more as well because the slider's not complementing. And, you know, it sort of leads to now you're battling, you know, to try to get through the outing. And that's kind of what we saw. Still, you know, electric stuff in terms of the velocity, but just not that combination of, okay, here's a four-seamer up at 97, and now I'm going to complement that with a bottom dropping out slider, and you're done. And so finally, it was sort of a mechanical thing that was going on. He and Ruben worked, obviously. There were a couple things that they finally figured out. He's always working on his lower body, but I think one of the keys recently was there was some adjustments he made with his upper body, his shoulders. Anyway, he fixed it, got a little bit more square, and then we saw it in Pittsburgh. The slider was back. All of a sudden, oh, there's the nasty Dylan Cease slider. And it was filthy. And he went to it a lot that game, which is understandable, right? You've got your favorite toy back. You're going to want to play with it. And maybe went to it a little bit too much. But then the next outing in New York, you look at that outing, and right from the beginning, it was, okay, I am establishing my heater at 97 to 99. Boom, boom, boom. Here it is. And, by the way, I've got the slider back too. And so he showed it a little bit the first few innings to put guys away. And then the second time through the lineup, he was able to go to that slider consistently because he'd already established the fastball. And so now he had both of them and he was using them, you know, the way that he knows how to use them, complementing them perfectly to look like the normal dominant Dylan Cease that we know and love. And so, and we saw it again last night. So the slider's back. The fastball's always been there. And the mechanics are back on track, and he's back to a guy that you go to the ballpark every day, and you might feel like you're going to see a no-hitter, right, guys?
Yeah, but so, Bob, what does it feel like emotionally as a pitcher? When you have a pitch, you've thrown it for years, you know what it's supposed to do, you know what it's supposed to look like, and then all of a sudden it's just not doing it anymore. I mean, you must have gone through that a few times in your career.
Oh, like every other outing. It's like, where's my split finger? Why do my two-seamers not two-seaming? Yeah, no, it's frustrating because you go through this thing. First of all, okay, I got to find that. Okay, I don't have it today. Not a big deal. I know I'm a big league pitcher. I've got other weapons. Let's figure this out. Okay, I'll get through this outing. Then one outing turns into two and two turns into three, and you're working on it in between bullpens. And now you're starting to wonder, okay, what the heck's going on here? And am I ever going to find it again? You know, and then you start trying to overthrow it, especially with a breaking pitch. You're thinking, okay, I gotta twist, I gotta wrap it more, I really gotta spin it more, and you try to do more, and the more you try to do, usually, the worse it gets. Because now you're trying to overcompensate, and oftentimes, now your mechanics are off, now the arm is dragging, and now you're trying to rip through it too much, and then you start getting a weird shape on it that you think might be better, because you see more action on it from your perspective, but it's actually not better, you know? It's actually hanging now. And then you've got to back off. And so you go through all these different things sometimes to try to find it. And eventually you just one little mechanical thing happens and boom, there it is. And you know that it's back and you're like, ah, okay, we're back to normal. So it's just a question of how quickly you can find it. And I think that's one of the things that helps guys most now with the analytic data that's available.
Yeah.
Is you don't spend a week or a month or, you know, half a season trying to figure it out now. Because the analytics are so good, you can literally throw a pitch and they look at it and say, nope, that's not the shape you want. Let's try this. Move your hand just a quarter of an inch. Okay, boom. No, that's not quite it. Let's try it. And within, you know, a bullpen or two, you can figure it out a lot more quickly. And I think that's one of the most helpful things as far as the analytics go in terms of guys being able to figure out what exactly is the problem so you can address it more quickly and not waste your time trying to fiddle with things that really have nothing to do with it.
Talking to the great Bob Scanlon here on Ben and Woods. Last one for me, Scan. Got a couple minutes left. What do you make of the bullpen's recent struggles? I said yesterday, I'm taking Colorado out. I don't count it. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to count any struggles in Colorado. It's been a bit of a house of horrors for all pitchers. So I'm taking that out. But, you know, even if you take that out, still scuffling a little bit, maybe we just got spoiled with how good they were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think they're human beings. You know, they would really think they were going to post a 1.5 earned run average all season long or whatever ridiculous number it was. You know, these guys, that you're going to have bad outings. And sometimes, just as everybody was perfect for almost a month? I mean, literally every guy that went out there, whether it was Omar Cruz to Robert Suarez and everybody in between, it was just dominance. Like, wow, that kid just came in and gave us four shutout innings out of the pen in a long situation. You know, Morejon, Estrada, Adam Suarez just knocking people down left and right. Matsui getting the job. Alec Jacob coming and giving you quality innings. I mean, you name it. Everybody was doing it. Wandy Peralta got off to a great start. But, so the point is, you weren't going to be perfect everybody at the same time. Now we've seen everybody's had a clunker. So if you get it out of the way and you get back to it. So I'm not reading anything into it other than these guys are human, and eventually there was going to be a break of the perfection that we had seen. It's happening kind of simultaneously for some of these guys, but I don't have any reason to think that it's not going to get back on track.
Well, Bob, congratulations. You didn't have to do the ice bath with Tatis last night.
Yes, that's true.
No, I was kind of bummed, but, you know, it was so cool to see it, right? Because the first I was there for his first walk-off, and I remember when it happened last year, I was thinking, seriously? But all the great hits, all the great home runs, all the great moments, this is your first walk-off experience? And so that was kind of a shocker to me. And every time now that we have one of those close games, I think about it. I was like, wow, Fernando still hasn't had a walk-off home run. So he can check that box off now because that was awesome. And how about the bat flip, guys?
Incredible.
That was one of the smoothest. I've watched it 5 or 6 times just to see how you could physically do that. How can you crush a ball like that? And before you even done swinging, the bat's already leaving graceful.
How do you mistime your leg kick? Your leg lift, hit your foot down way too early, then do a toe tap. I've never seen a guy do a leg lift and a toe tap in the same AB and hit it out. He's incredible. He's a freak, man, in the best possible way.
You don't want to miss anything on the field with him, do you? Because
that's right.
You might see something you've never seen before. How about the wild pitch that he scored on the other day? It was like 5 feet away from the catcher, and he scored.
It's incredible.
Like, who does that?
Incredible.
Yeah,
Stan,
awesome.
We're so glad you're now part of the Padres broadcast crew. I'm glad you're in town for the last couple of years here.
Yeah.
Welcome to San Diego.
If you need any recommendations, Ben's got you.
I appreciate it. Just got here. Hey, do you know your own birthday, Ben?
He has no idea. He has no idea.
I'm a little confused. That's okay, Bob. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Always fun talking with you guys. Thanks.
Bob Scanlon, the new member of the Padres broadcast crew, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. I've met more as the Padres TV sideline guy. I know he's been in town longer than 7 or 8 years.
Right.
I remember they used to change the dugout reporter like every single year for so many years.
It's been 7 or 8 years? 22, actually.
He hasn't been that long. He hasn't been that long on the sideline,
no,
I know. But
for sure.
It's been more like 15, I think.
So. Love Scan.
All right, we'll come back with Woods and more next.
Me? What?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.